This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7:30, time for the weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the charts provided by Talkers Magazine for this hour and for the hour that accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. Joining me here is Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from Good Day, Doug Steffen from Good Day. The charts are for the week of March 20th to the 24th this year. And Jennifer, we were just talking off the air about my overview of the TikTok hearings. And so James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, said he was eager to hear my take. And Jennifer said under her breath she was not eager to hear what my take was.
But I said it in jest just to try to make you laugh. Because you sounded so like businessy when we sat down. And yes, we have a lot of business to discuss, but, you know, we have to have a little fun.
Yeah, we actually, we always have fun when we're together. But I think, and watching, I asked Jay earlier if she had paid attention to the hearings because they were like 5 hours plus of all these people droning on. And, you know, you look at some of these congresspeople, you know they don't know what the hell they're talking about at all. They don't know what they're asking.
It's about TikTok, so of course they don't know what they're talking about.
They should have brought in some specialists.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, to be fair, some of these guys, they will consult with people in their office if they're good congressional representatives. They'll consult with people so that it sounds like they know what they're talking about.
Did you hear my story about Marjorie Taylor Greene this week? Did you pass that along? No, you didn't pass
it. No, why would I? You have to hear her real reaction to this in real time.
This is your girlfriend that you turned on.
Okay, so I'm coming back. I was in Orlando. I was in Florida last weekend, and I finished up in Orlando on Monday afternoon. So I go to the airport, get on a plane to fly back home. And I plop myself into number two, the second row.
Shut up. I am going to go crazy right now. Okay, let me have it.
You know what's going on. And I looked up, and there in the seat in front of me, plopping herself down, is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And you knew for sure it was her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. And so how could you not know that it was her? So I didn't pay my... I mean, during the course of the flight, about 2 hours up to Washington, and I just kind of wanted... I was more interested to see whether people getting on the plane or the guy sitting next to her knew who she was.
Yeah, and if they're going to, throw eggs at her or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, to a point. But she sort of, I think, when they make their plane arrangements, they make sure that they put them in a seat where you're not going to be somebody as visible as she is. You put her someplace where, you know, she's not going to be an attraction. And I don't think the guy she was sitting next to knew who she was at all. So a couple of times during the course of the flight, we exchanged just one looking at the other. But she was, why wouldn't she stay to herself?
So I got off the plane. Did you give her a link?
Well, I got off the plane, and she had gotten off in front of me, obviously. She was in one, I was in two. And I walked up to her, and I said, I'm Doug Steffen, do a national radio program, but I'm probably not one of the people who would think it would be a good idea to interview you, because I don't do a political program. But I looked at her, and I said, you are a very interesting national character. And she sort of looked at me, didn't know what to make of what I was saying to her. So then as we go through the course of the week, as Jay is teasing me, and a few others are teasing me as well, suggesting that I missed an opportunity to say, hey, I think you're interesting. Next time in Washington, why don't you have lunch with me?
Yeah.
See, right? It was like one of those children, like one of those little boys that pulls the girl's pigtails because he likes her. Like,
exactly.
Hey, I'm one of the only radio people who wouldn't want you on their show.
Well, why don't you? Yeah, I mean, it's exactly right. But you also said that she was an interesting character, which I think
she is an interesting character.
I know.
I think she's a very interesting character.
Maybe you should have said, maybe you could take me to the Capitol one day and show me around.
Mm-hmm.
I find you incredibly interesting.
Take me to your leader. All right. So anyway, Jennifer.
Wow. So she was, and you liked her, huh? She was nice to you?
Yeah, she was. Well, I mean, she wasn't nice or not nice. She just.
What did she say to you? Thank you.
Kind of.
Did she have a time to respond?
Well, there was a guy behind her. She was in first class, and her guy was behind in coach, who had her bag and all her stuff. So she waited for him. That's how I happened to get a chance to talk to her, because she was waiting for this guy who was her aide to get off the plane with her bag and whatever else. And you talk about somebody who is ginky googy looking. Wow. Oof. Okay. Anyway.
Is there a Mr. Taylor Greene?
No. She got divorced last year.
She's single, ready to jingle.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Listen to you. Okay. Next. The weather, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is the weather. And this tornado that tore through part of Los Angeles, that's pretty rare. I guess one or two people were injured. What can you tell us, Jen?
Oh my gosh.
About what happened and how people reacted to this.
Because
you never see a tornado in L.A.
No, and this latest round, they call it the atmospheric river, which is kind of ridiculous. Right. It was raining heavily, but these two storms come together to form this one major storm, and so I guess there was some unsteady air. And we started getting tornado warnings on Tuesday night, kind of upset during the rookie, by the way. Come on.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And there were two tornadoes that touched down, at least that I know of. One in Carpinteria did some damage at, of course, the mobile home park. But the big one was in Montebello, and that one looked like a real twister. I mean, I'm not talking about a little ground spout or a little spout of water. This was like a real tornado. And it came through over an industrial park and ended up 11 businesses are now red tagged. I think 17 businesses were just kind of messed up in total. But this one poor business owner, he was in this industrial building, and he said he was in the front, his workers were in the back, and the roof got lifted off their building.
Oof.
And he was he was crying his eyes out. He was like, he was scared. And he said he thought he had lost his whole crew, and thankfully no one was hurt. But it just, we don't know how to deal with that stuff, so it becomes much more dramatic.
Yeah, right. And this is the time of year when these things are going to happen in other parts of the country for sure. National Weather Service says that there was, in fact, a tornado that did touch down. But I didn't know that California averaged 11 tornadoes a year. I never thought
that
was
there. I had no idea.
Yeah, up in the Central Valley. Yeah, right. This is the kind of stuff that you see down the, maybe in the Mid-South, the Midwest, Ohio, and places south of there, Indiana, Illinois, Idaho. Yeah, that's where you see. Well, actually, you don't see them much in Idaho. But you see them further south from there, certainly across the Mid-South. So, anyway, you've had an exciting week of weather. And I think my son tells me that he thinks it's over now. That
yeah,
the worst
Tuesday.
Is over. Tuesday, another one?
It's going to be a nice weekend, though. I think it's going to be sunny. And the Tuesday, it's another storm, Tuesday into Wednesday.
I'm back next week, so make sure you
That's
fix
why.
It.
We'll try to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. All right, other things here. This discussion about the Wyoming abortion pill, or the law there, this is number 9 on the list. This judge temporarily halted the ban. So there are legal challenges, as there are going to be. There is, as a result of this judge is named Melissa Owens. Do you think men and women look at this issue differently? I guess that would be one of the observations I have, is that oftentimes, when it comes to issues like this, men and women, and maybe this is a sexist comment, and you can say that if that's what you think, that the men who are sitting on the bench are making different decisions about these things than women who are sitting on the bench.
I hope not. I hope that's not different, because, the law should
be. Well, Republicans are different in their interpretation of the law than Democrats.
Mostly, in that respect, it's most people believe most Republicans believe that the Constitution is the Constitution, mm-hmm. and most Democrats believe that the Constitution is the so-called living, breathing document. So I think maybe you see it in that respect, but you should be applying the law like you apply the law no matter what you feel.
Well, that's what we always say, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well,
black people who are on the who are judges interpret the law differently than white people, and you see that happening all the time. So in this case, I guess I don't want to get distracted by that side issue, but I just wondered out loud whether there were...
when it comes to the side of abortion, it seems like you're either for or against it, and you have your reasons, and that's regardless of whether you're a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. That's probably true. So anyway, this temporary halt on the abortion ban There's legal challenges. This stuff, how much money, I guess my question on this, how much time, how much money, how much effort is going to be spent over the years by Republicans and Democrats, by men, by women, by companies, by individuals, to try to come to a middle of the road? Because let's face it, sooner or later there has to be a middle of the road. You can't take an extraordinary, extremely extraordinary position on either side and have it succeed. It's just not going to. And so at what point do the extremists get out of the way and we come back to some sort of rational thinking on this? It's kind of like gun control. I always remembered when I first started doing talk radio back in the 70s, there were three things that you could always get people. If you had nothing else to talk about, you could talk about abortion, gun control, and capital punishment. And it went, let's go. And it's the same for the past 40 years. The responses to all of those issues, comment-wise from listeners, has been the same. It's nothing changes. And so we're spending all this time on this sort of thing. This is, this is an issue. But it doesn't get resolved. It is like gun. It doesn't get resolved. Anyway, that's number nine. Number eight is the continuing focus on this lawsuit. I didn't get that there was anything really new this week. Did I miss out the Dominion lawsuit against Fox?
There was something new about the response to the lawsuit, and that is that a woman who works for Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, who was kind of inched out, just filed a lawsuit against Fox, saying that she believes that Fox is trying to use Maria Bartiromo and her as a scapegoat during this Dominion lawsuit. And she's like, I'm not standing for that. So she's coming out fighting. And Maria Bartiromo still works at Fox Business. But yep, that would be interesting, and I don't know, Fox-esque, to try to avoid problems by offering up one of their own. And it looked like, I guess, at least according to this one person, which is why it's news this week, that it was going to be Maria Bartiromo and her crew.
Yeah. Well, listen, she's been there. Where was she before? I forget. She never worked for Bloomberg, but she was somewhere before she went to Fox. Nobody ever knew what her politics were until she went over to Fox, which seemed kind of a shame because I thought she was always pretty credible, frankly. All right, there's that story. We'll continue as we are on the Talk Radio Review here at 18 after the hour.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limit supply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service. Social media time. I'm wondering whether we ought to ask a question, but I'm wondering out loud now what will happen to it, because apparently the things that you are posting, Jay, on our social media are not getting, they don't get connected, or they get disconnected because of the algorithms that change all the time at Facebook and Twitter and
holding us
Instagram.
Down.
Yeah, holding
well,
back.
And one of the ways that most users use Facebook is people don't typically just go to actual pages. They see things in their newsfeed, and they'll scroll through the newsfeed. And if you mm-hmm. like a page, it doesn't necessarily mean you will see it in the newsfeed. Those are settings that users have to actually go. They have to go to the page, say you want to follow the page, say you want to put you want to see this page's updates in your newsfeed. Otherwise, a lot of times, not everything is being seen. And there have been a lot of posts this week that have, when you look at the insights, they're not even reaching anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody's even able to see it because it's being hidden from, the algorithm is hiding it from the newsfeeds. And some of them, it actually says no insights available. Like there's a glitch in the system and it's not even letting you see if there are anybody that's actually seeing this able to engage. And you can't engage in something you don't see.
Well, I'm wondering...
It's a catch-22.
We always ask about the news stories. One of the questions we ask for you to respond to on our social media is basically a focus on what you've been following this week. And it's understood. I can see some responses here about TikTok and bank failures and that sort of thing. The usual stuff of Fauci and immigration and that kind of stuff. But I just... The thing that bothers me is that now I feel like we're a victim as well as all these other people that have been victimized by the people that mm-hmm. basically control the content. You don't control it. I don't control it. It's controlled from the top. And so you wriggle that around to the TikTok hearings this week, and you listen to the phony baloney BS that's coming from the CEO, and you know that it's almost like they were all in cahoots with each other, that they're all doing the same thing.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
But also think of the topics, too, because any newsworthy post that is considered polarizing, it's not even being seen by anybody. But yet, ask what's the best concert you've ever gone to, or just say good morning, and that's not a polarizing argumentative topic. Well, yeah, that one's going to let people see it.
Well, I'm looking at a post. With so vast a number of real misinformation platforms available to Americans, China's real control of American lives is vast, and additional dependence continues to increase daily. That's a comment I just saw on one of the television sites. Yeah, and so I do think that a good question for us to ask, and maybe across the week we do get, you know, we'll be able to have some indirect comments from people. Should TikTok be banned here? I think it should be. I think there are a lot of things that are like this, however, but I'm not sure that Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and that bunch are connected directly to the Chinese government, but you got to know that they do a lot of business with the Chinese. They do millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year with Chinese interests. You know that because that's the way it is. Everything is international now. It's not national. We are, our national interests are put aside because of international interests. And you can see it every day with the way, I mean, whether you want to make this a political discussion about how the Bidens seem to protect the Chinese because who knows what kind of business dealings they have. There's that. But there are the people who, you know, have gotten huge contributions from Zuckerberg and his political action committees.
There's tons of lobbyists. It's all about the money. This yeah. problem, as usual, is all about the money, for sure.
So do we ever, are we done? Members. Are we doomed because you can't fight this money? You can't overtake it? It's been since Citizens United, that decision has changed everything. And so all of this stuff is just a big mess that doesn't look like it has a resolve. All right, 28 after this is Good Day.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future. The help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is short-handed. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, one of the nation's largest regional banks, is buying big pieces of Silicon Valley Bank more than 2 weeks after the lender's collapse. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, said First Citizens is acquiring all of Silicon Valley's bank deposits, loans, and branches, which will open this morning under new ownership. Former President Trump at a rally in Waco, Texas, claims America's biggest threats are not from outside the country.
I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get Monday underway. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Charts for the week of March 20th through the 24th. Apologize for my voice. My voice seems to have gone south here all of a sudden. As I spent a lot of day on the farm yesterday, we put this program together at the end of the week. It's heard all over the country, all over the weekend. And so as spring has sprung and the grass has risen, there are all kinds of... It usually happens when I'm spending more time in California, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It happens there. More often because we have an early spring, right? Excuse me. All right, nobody's coming to my rescue.
I know, you poor thing. I feel bad for you. In California, you want me to tell you about the allergies? We have been having them, but I think that the worst is yet to come because there's been so much rain, and that means it's going to be really beautiful spring, but that really beautiful spring comes with pollen.
Well, it comes with pollen.
Grass.
And funguses and things that grow because
of the water. But also when you have that cold snap that keeps coming that Southern California is actually experiencing, that creates all kinds of issues, too.
Right.
You get that sexy post-nasal drip.
That's what it is, yeah. Number six on the list, the candidates and who's running and what's new. I don't see anything new this week. Does anybody, Jennifer, you usually follow this more closely because you're working on a station that's pretty political.
Yeah, no one new has jumped into the race yet. Tim Scott, I think, is probably expected to come in next. He's a senator from South Carolina. And so that can be, you know, an interesting element maybe next week, actually.
Why? Who even knows who he is?
I'm sorry?
Who even knows who the guy is?
Tim Scott. He's the junior senator under Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. He gave the Republican response to the State of the Union last year. He's black. He's the one who did police reform that the Democrats all poo-pooed, even though they wanted police reform.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So he definitely has a rising star. I don't know if it's his year, but we'll see, because the polling all indicates that it really is all about Trump and DeSantis at this point. And maybe one of the biggest things that happened this week is that Ron DeSantis, most Republicans came out, and including all the ones in the presidential field, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, who are already in, came out in like full-throated support for Trump, saying that the DA, not necessarily for him as a person, but that the DA in New York looks like he's weaponizing the government to take down Trump. Yeah. And so they all came and stood with him. Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, didn't quite do such a full-throated endorsement. And he was saying something along the lines of, well, you know, you play with porn stars, that's not my world, hush money, I don't really, you know, it's like trying to look above it all. And so he got a lot of criticism. But he did this interview with Piers Morgan and kind of for the first time started really hitting at Trump this week. So that's been one of the stories. And it's because he's down in the polls by quite a bit.
Well, depends on there were two polls this weekend. Yeah. The one that was paid for by Trump interests showed him way down.
No, the one that I'm talking about, like Morning Consult, I think AP did one this week. There were a couple that showed Trump up by 28 points.
Well, it's nonsense. What difference does it make? How far away are we? We're a year and a half away.
Anything
this is
change.
So stupid. Who
but
cares?
When you're trying to figure out your ego, you know.
Yeah, let's go. Number five is the war. Russia has become, the Indians are at odds with the Russians because the Russians promised to deliver a lot of arms, military support to India, but because of the war in Ukraine, the Indian Air Force says they don't have any of the planes that the Russians promised them, and so there's a real strain on the relationship the Indians have with the Russians. And to this point, the largest defense supplier to India has been the Russians. And this shows you behind the scenes, again, back to the military-industrial complex. It's not just here in America. It's not just American companies. Companies all around the world, the Chinese, make huge, huge, huge amounts of money by selling this armament, all the things that are developed and are manufactured in mostly our country, some of them in Europe, not too many of them, but certainly the Chinese and the Russians. So apparently the Russian embassy in New Delhi has been closed because of the Indians being annoyed and their protests and stuff around it. The Indians spent $5.5 billion with the Russians to there's some kind of new air defense system that they bought, and the Russians won't give it to them because they're using it in Ukraine. I wouldn't, if I was an Indian or I was in charge of buying, I'd look at the results of the war in Ukraine and think, well, maybe not. Maybe that stuff isn't, maybe it's not worth putting all that together. All right, so ladies, any comments?
I think you got it.
Mm-hmm. So let's go. Number four, the visit by Xi Jinping to...
write your letters to
Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping get together this week.
I think this is the biggest story of the week. Forget all of our political stuff in this country right now. This is a huge, huge issue that the Biden administration has been spinning this, that this is their summit shows that American leadership is back. I don't know. I want what they're drinking, because what they're doing is trying to create a controlling power of the world and trying to ace the United States out of it. And if people do not take China seriously, Doug, to your credit, you have for the time that I've known you. You've talked about this. The fact that they're buying up our farmland, they own all of our businesses, our pharmaceuticals, our digital and electronic stuff. I mean, it is nuts. And now he's over there with Vladimir Putin in a show of solidarity. Come on. How can we not be disturbed with
this? But, you know, the other side of it is, the practical side of it is, they get literally nothing from the Russians in terms of business.
I know.
Zero. Nothing. They get 40% of their income from us, from the United States, from business interests here. 40% of their total gross domestic product comes from one country, that's us. And yet they're at odds with us. Maybe they feel like at this point in time they've sucked enough from us to be able to stand on their own or to stick it up our keister or whatever it is. But it seems very impractical, unless the Chinese want to take over the Russian Federation. Who knows what is on people's minds, but you know what I'm saying, in terms of the business of war, the business of government, the business of politics. This is a one-sided relationship. China has all the power, all the control. They don't need the Russians for anything other than to give them a high five.
And the show is that they're there, and they're the ones who are handling Putin, and the United States is not. You know, that's the problem. They've been making deals in the Middle East. The United States is not. And so that is what I think is probably more disturbing than anything, is that are we not going to stand up and continue to be the leaders on the globe, or are we just going to fade away and not do that? And there's a difference of opinion between Americans about that.
Yeah. All right, so I just want to go back to the war for just a second, because I'm just looking at some video that shows all these Russian tanks being eviscerated by the what they call the white wolves in Ukraine. They keep throwing this stuff. The Russians keep putting all their armament up there, and the Ukrainians bomb the hell out of them. Now, is this what would happen? Because most of the armaments the Ukrainians are using are American armaments made here. So does that mean that the American armaments are much better than the Russian armaments? There's a war going on between America and Russia here in sort of an unspoken way. And you look at the results of them, the Ukrainians, who are not really that great at using some of our technology, and how they're beating the hell out of the Russians. Maybe there's something to be said about that in an observational way. That's why I brought it up, frankly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got the banks, we've got the feds, I want to spend the time that we have remaining in this segment on the economy. Jennifer, how did you handle this, all of the rate hike this week, the discussion of the bank failures and how that happened, what it's doing to our pocketbooks, what it's doing to our ability to borrow money, what it's doing to our ability to buy homes? I noticed that Ford made a big deal this week out of introducing a less than 1% rate, which is pretty interesting, considering you can't buy a lot of new stuff and there's not a lot of inventory. The 0.9% interest rate on cars that you buy from Ford if you finance through them. So that flies in the face of what it costs to borrow money from the bank to buy a house, to remortgage. Well, nobody's remortgaging now anyway. But to go back to you for a second, and what's your take, how you came across with it, and what people were saying that are calling your program.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, distrust right now in the banking system. Well, there's just a lot of distrust in general with the government. I mean, everybody's just wondering, I think, at least amongst my callers, what's going to happen next and what can you do to protect yourself.
Well, your callers are one-sided, though.
They are, for sure, for most part. I mean, we get a couple of people that call in from the other side, but I think there is a lot of distrust. That being said, we have our
chief. It's well-placed, by the way. I don't want to let that go without suggesting that the distrust, the mistrust is well-placed.
And by the way, and also for different reasons on both sides of the political aisle. So I don't think trust is just, you know, one's the political side or the other, just in different things. But I do think that there's a huge emphasis on a lot of these woke policies on having to check boxes rather than actually service people who are ready to move forward in business. And I think that's one of the problems we saw with SVB. You know, they had no risk assessment. The inflation is incredibly high. Now they're trying to raise the interest rates to tamp it down. That's problematic when you do it really quickly. And I think that's what kind of, by and large, the message is. But with the bank collapse, also you've got management issues where they're giving out a lot of money to companies because they check boxes, not because they're viable.
All right. Jay and I talked this week about, I had an example of this. I have a close relationship with a bank that I do business with. And so I was talking to the president about what is happening, the regulators, and how they've stormed these small banks. The big banks never have a problem with regulators because they can bully them, they can push them around, because most of the money the United States government has, what it uses to pay you, it has to have a system. It can't just send you a check from the Treasury. It has to go through the banking system. If they sent you a check from the United States Treasury, you wouldn't be able to cash it. Mm-hmm. So it has to go through the banking system. And most of the government money that's used for payroll and to pay bills is held in four or five large banks. And in the largest banks, sometimes in the regions where the Fed districts are, you certainly see the Chase Bank, Citibank, you see Wells Fargo. These are the huge banks, and they never have a problem. They're the ones buying up this week. Two or three or four banks were bought up by a couple of these big banks, so they get bigger and bigger and bigger, like everything else. Everything's getting bigger, less control. The government has no control over those. They go into the little bank like mine that does $1 billion-plus business dollars in business a year. They have three branches, and they've had to hire all kinds of compliance people. On last Monday morning, the state auditors were in the bank, and they come three or four times a year, and they just showed up because they wanted to make sure they checked on this. They're doing that with all the small little banks that are privately held. That's what they're doing. But the big banks are the ones that failed. The Silicon Valley Bank, that wasn't privately held. It's a farce. But how many people are digging around to actually see the story behind the story? Everybody says, "Oh, I better get my money out of the bank." That's foolish. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing you could do. All right, so there it is. More of our thoughts on the issues of the week. Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to extol the value and the virtue of Calitrin. She visits with us all the time because there's always something new to talk about. There's always something different in the weight loss game. And one of the questions that I was thinking about this week is I was talking about Calitrin on the air and talking about the age stuff and how many thousands of referrals, I guess that we would call them, testimonials on the website, toploss.com. But at what point is it too young to use Calitrin? Or maybe the better way of asking the question is, at what age can you start using Calitrin? Because we all know, sadly, that not only are adults getting to be overweight, but youngsters are too. So what do you say to people about that?
You know, great question. We've actually gotten that one quite a bit here lately. We recommend, obviously, that you speak to your doctor first before starting a weight loss regimen with a child. You know, they have to be healthy enough to be, to get a doctor's approval, say, yes, they need to lose weight.
Yeah.
With that being said, we also, the way that Calitrin works, recommend starting after going through puberty. So you wouldn't want to start anything before that. So Calitrin works by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, revving up your metabolism naturally. So it's just going to replenish collagen there and help add protein to build muscle. So it's not going to, you know, it's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. You don't have to worry about anything like that. It's just going to work to rebuild that lean muscle tissue. But like I said, we do recommend just at least letting them get through puberty first.
One of the things that I encounter when people send me notes is the question about how long. And I say this in the ads that I do live and the discussions that you and I have. It's not the same because everybody's metabolism is different. Everybody's chemistry is different. Everybody's body works differently. So to ask a question, how long does it take? This, I don't know, is that not fair?
Well, you know, I feel like you really do at least need a baseline when you're thinking about taking a product like this.
Yeah.
I can tell you that my experience, I feel like this is more so for women too. It takes a little bit longer for women. I don't know if it's because we've just got other issues going on and that collagen protein goes to there first, or if it just seems like men lose weight faster whenever they start a weight loss program. But I know for me, I lost 40 pounds with it. That took me right at 5 months. Now our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So we know if you give it time to work, it's going to work. You just have to let it rebuild that lean muscle tissue. But I will also tell you that if you go on our website and you search the reviews, you can even, there's a little search bar there. You can search like by keywords in there, and you can see what people are saying about it. But I have customers who, you know, they've been on it for 3 weeks and already dropped, you know, 5 pounds.
Really?
That's great. That's wonderful. It's awesome. That's not typical, though. Usually around the 1 month mark, around that 4 to 6 week mark is when you're going to start seeing less bloating, the inch loss, your clothes fitting better, and then, of course, steady weight loss after that. That's where your body has had time to rebuild the lean muscle tissue and build your metabolism so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
All right. Now, the question has come up before about using Calitrin and whether it ever goes out. That is, if I buy 4 bottles of Calitrin today and I use 3 of them in the next 3-4 months and I have 1 left over and I don't use it because I've had the success that I want and I put it away for a while, does it last forever? Can you go back a 2-year period from now and say, okay, I'm going to go back and start on Calitrin again?
I think that all of our products have a 2-year expiration date on the bottle, so we don't ship out anything less than that. But also, I personally know that I've used some that was expired before and it still saw the same results. So I'm sure that, you know, it's probably going to be okay. It just loses potency over time. It's not going to, you know, make you sick or anything like that. It's just not going to work as well if you've got some that have been on the shelf for 10 years.
How could it make you sick? Because all of the ingredients are natural. They're all around us every day. So that would be. So use Calitrin with confidence. Okay, so what's the special buy deal at the moment? We always go through, now we are into springtime. We have a special springtime deal that we can talk about.
Yes, I love springtime, y'all. It's my favorite time of the year. But right now we have a big spring sale. This is the big one. I know that your listeners probably wait for it. I know that everybody does. It's the unlimited buy 3 get 3 free. So buy 4 get 4, buy 5 get 5. It's at toploss.com. That's our website, toploss.com. You can also call us if you have questions. The number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, and use the discount code Doug for free shipping. Help yourself to losing weight. Help yourself to health. Listen to what Elizabeth says. Take it to heart. Check it all out. TopLoss.com is the website for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here with us on Good
Day.
Thank
you. Y'all have a great day.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.